Hello, everyone, and welcome to Shape Shorts, the podcast. I'm Tony Patuco, and today we have a very special guest who I got to know through the professor that I used to work with in our research group, Dr. William Tift, who passed away in May of this year. And Bill and I and two other researchers at the University of Arizona were very interested in what we call the galactic redshift. We won't get into that today because today is something very different. And our guest today is Tana von Esser. And Tana worked very closely with Bill Tift's wife, Janet Tift, who was a well-renowned artist in the area in watercolors and had been known, I suspect, Tana worldwide with her work. With her works. And in any case, let me introduce you to Tana, and I'll have her tell you a little bit about herself. Bill began a heritage foundation in Jan's name to preserve her art and her style and her legacy, basically. Art was one of his passions. And as shape shifters goes, we always love the idea that a scientist has an artistic side, and sometimes their artistic side is even broader than we may think. And Bill, I think, was one of those scientists that really wanted to preserve Jan's art and just loved. In fact, I purchased some of her paintings. They were so beautiful. In any case, Tana, tell us a little about yourself and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Tony. It is such a pleasure to be here. Indeed, I have had quite a journey that I traversed working with Janet Tift and then migrating to working with Bill Tift after Janet passed away in 2015. I have been acting as the arts representative and multimedia consultant for the Tift Heritage Group since its inception. And Janet Tift and I, just to kind of give the backstory, at the beginning, we were just working together to archive Janet's art. She really wanted a companion in her studio to help her organize her studio and to archive it, to take digital copy shots. So there was documentation of her art. One of her big goals in hiring me to work with her was to be sure that her family, when she did pass away, weren't burdened with a mess in her studio, and that they would have the opportunity to have access to her art without fighting over it, and that people could have copies of things that they wanted. So that was sort of the initial goal. And then Janet, as that was in 2009, September 2009, that she and I began working together. Then in the years that followed, she started having some health issues, and she and I grew very close, had a very beautiful relationship, playful, artistic, as well as pragmatic, and had a nice blend of things. And as she had different health challenges, she wasn't able to do as much of those initial projects, but she wanted me to come and just join her to help her with a period of creative play. So a lot of times we would take things that we would take copy shots of her art, and we would then digitize and make digital composites together. I'd sit down with the computer and show her how we could use the digital versions of her art to then make whole new iterations of art. And she had a lot of fun with that. And then fast forward in 2015, she passed away. Bill wanted to continue to have me around and work together, but because Bill, while absolutely adoring the arts and having such reverence for Janet's art in particular, he wanted to make sure that we continued the work of preserving her art. But his scientific side and the more linear thinking transformed the nature of the work into a much different endeavor, which is where the Tift Heritage came in. So the official name of the Heritage Fund is the Arts and Science Heritage Fund, in recognition of Janet Ann and William Grant Tift. And that's where the time between 2015 and present, and it continues to unfold, has been a matter of creating grant programs for local artists, creating a whole, we've actually administered 5 grants already over the past 4 years now. And we've been able to have relationships with artists through at this point, it's been specifically the Southern Arizona Watercolor Guild. We have other relationships forming. But that was, there was a whole different nature. It was much more administrative, much more about business building, product development, and creating the websites and relationships, collaborations that we could do with different organizations to administer grants and actually make this a sustainable heritage program that not only upholds their legacies with art and science, but then helps promote artists. And my role has been really specifically related to helping artists know Janet's art, be inspired by it, and continue to develop their own artistic expression. So that's just a little starting point.
That's great. That's great. Jan was quite a character. There were several times when Bill and myself and our other colleagues would meet at his house, and Jan always participated. And I think mostly to keep Bill in line, because as you remember, Bill, he was very, he could get very focused on one thing. And she would come in and broaden the experience of having science be a little less of the perception of being cold and analytical into the more humanistic form of expression. And Bill, and we all love that. And we were always entertained when Jan came in. In fact, there were several times when we'd rather have Jan there than Bill. I shouldn't say that.
You know, might as well be honest.
I think you know. We used to balance him. Yeah, it was really an amazing. They made quite a team together in that sense. I think there were several times when I was over there talking to Bill in his study. Jan's studio was next to Bill's study. And we would hear you and Jan under discussions, and several times he would quiet me down and we would just listen to the how you two were interacting in terms of expression and framing and how would you digitize it? Will you lose color? Will you gain this? What things will be lost? What things will be gained? So it was very fascinating in that context. But the Heritage Fund was very important to Bill. It was probably, even though his works have been archived through Lowell Observatory and Flagstaff Observatory. His one of his main concerns was to preserve, and not only to preserve Jan's art, but to expand on it. And that was, am I right about saying that the heritage with the five individuals that were taken on over the past four or five years, they actually learned a lot about Jan's work, her style, and through the Watercolor Guild.
Yes.
I think she was president there for several years and had many students as well in that process. But her color watercolorings are amazing. And give us that address one more time, because I think if people were to, our audience were to get on there and see these remarkable works, I think they'll have an idea why the heritage became so important.
Yes. So indeed, to give you the best web address that can be a hub to finding other works, but the TIFTHeritage.org. So that's TIFFTHERITAGE.org. So TIFTHeritage.com or .org. Pardon me. Thank you. to keep it interesting. TIFTHeritage.org is a hub that you can find information about the Heritage Fund in particular. At the top of the menu, though, there's the science blog, which redirects to Bill's archives, and then the art site, which you can look at JanetTIFT.com. So
you've also taken on quite a few hats as from the Heritage itself, archivist, arts representative, in many respects, administrator of
the actual
grant. Because as I understand it, a notice goes out for people who will apply for the grant, and then there's a board, and the board reviews the applications. Is that right? You're very heavily involved in that, in the decision-making process. Talk a little bit about that, about the process of getting, and I know that these are not students that are, their backgrounds are very varied. They're various ages, they're men, women, older, younger students, non-students, and so on. Is that right? Give us an idea about that.
Sure. So the Heritage Fund is held by Jewish Philanthropies, but that's where the money is held and managed. But then it can be the conduits can be through any nonprofit where it can be administered. The organization we worked with most, as I mentioned, is Southern Arizona Watercolor Guild. We do have we've had some discussion with also another place that Janet was a teacher and affiliated is the Arizona Sonoran Desert Museum. But to keep it simple, just for now, as far as anyone who's interested in actually learning about the process for at this point, tiftheritage.org would be the best conduit, and then tiftheritage@gmail.com for inquiries. We are just after a lull during the pandemic, we are just in the process of really, you know, bringing this back to life. It had kind of gone dormant during the pandemic. So I wouldn't direct to any other sites, but like you were saying, just to give an idea, is there are going to be this coming spring, there will be another call for entries. The application is made, I believe it'll be March, and then April, the decision will be made. And then by May, that grant period begins. That's an example.
Do the grantees actually put on a exhibition at the end of the grant? Do they have a show of some type that people can go to? Because I know during the period of COVID, mm-hmm. We're all concerned about the Bill's health and so on. He had also suffered some health issues later on, but I think that was part of that, that they were to be highlighted for their work that they did mm-hmm. through the Heritage, is that correct?
So the stipulations of the grant do not require that a grantee does a show, but there have been a few who chose to do so. And what the stipulations include are that they do it's a year-long grant cycle, and we do give them a Heritage guidebook that has a whole sampling of Janet's different art. You can see a few of the examples on janettift.com through tiftheritage.org, but the guidebook is much more extensive, has a lot more information. They use that to then make a mid-cycle report. So the six-month mark, roughly, they submit some sort of commentary about their interaction, like what looking at her art, how it's inspired them, what they've been doing, how they've used the money so far to support their development. And then at the end of the grant cycle, they produce some piece of art that they submit for a review. Yes. Mm-hmm. And not review like a jury judging at all. It's just to see what came of it. So that gives a little answer to your question.
Yes, and they also have to, I believe, when I was first involved in it, the first year, we had to read their statement. Is that correct? They had to submit a paper as to why they wanted to be part of it and how they could, what were their intentions, what was their motivation to proceed into it, and then to what were they going to do with it when they finished. And I found those papers very fascinating. All the applicants were, you know, I remember with the group saying, I want them all, you know?
Yes, I know. Yeah. And, you know, to be completely honest, I would say this is part of what was my role in working with Bill was to continue to do my best to bring forward that balancing energy that Janet represented in his life, that once she had passed, you know, he really, some of his tendency was to be, his standards were extremely high. His opinion of Janet's art was extremely high. So how he would select things, what he would expect of the grantees was sometimes we would push and pull and have to like go back and forth because sometimes I felt that it was unrealistic and maybe it wasn't going to be a very, it would be too stringent or too high of an expectation for the amount of money that the grant was about. And, you know, I wanted to pick them all as well. Like you, there are so many amazing applications. There is a information about what the application includes. It does include a letter of recommendation, a statement, and that gives us to, as the committee, the opportunity to make a decision. I feel like that's, you know, in Janet's honor, though, we were always wanting to just support as many artists as possible.
Excellent, excellent. Let's I'd like to remind our audience, we're speaking today with Tana Von Esser, who is the arts representative for the TIFT Heritage Fund. Mm-hmm. And she is has been instrumental in not only in initializing it with Jan Tift and Bill Tift, mm-hmm. but to preserve it and also to continue it with all the efforts that it goes into. This is a tough thing to start. As I remember, the startup almost took a year and a half, almost 2 years to get mm-hmm. the startup going on this. And it was funded strictly through Bill, I believe. And it's a very healthy fund, and I encourage everyone to go to the site, mm-hmm. giftheritage.org. Okay, I don't want to mess that up again. I know I will.
I know I've said it a few times just to be sure it's clear. So, and hopefully we can add to the notes maybe.
I'll definitely put that on the notes section that people can see it. But that's the saddest part about a podcast is that we can't visually see these things, you know, particularly when it comes to art and art expression, you really want to see it. But I think if people were to listen to our discussion and also have access to the site, that would be really, really nice. I should ask, how did you meet Jan? How did your cooperation first begin?
That's a great question. And it leads me back to a comment you had made just a bit ago about me wearing many hats throughout this journey with the TIFTs. And Janet and I met through mutual friends and family friends through the drawing studio. My mother and my grandmother were instrumental in starting a local artist community called the Drawing Studio here in Tucson, Arizona. And I grew up watching the drawing studio blossom. Janet was involved in so many organizations. The drawing studio was one of them. She and our mutual friend Sue Day. So Sue Day was someone who I had been working with previously. When I was about 16 years old, she heard I had taken a keen interest in film, and I was doing some videography work with her and editing work, creating documentaries on local artist spaces. We went to Janet's house to do her artist space, to do an interview with Janet. So Janet and I got to know each other better throughout that interview. And then that's how Janet knew I was doing multimedia consulting. And that's where we started, was with the multimedia consulting and the archiving. Taking the tangent and the opportunity to just speak more broadly about my path, Janet was so instrumental as a mentor, and not only a client, but truly a mentor in my life and friend that was so loving and helping me to really explore my passions. I have always been what I've heard termed a multi-potentialite, someone with many callings.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Which is part of what's lent my, you know, I have a wide variety of skills. So that has part of been why I have been really, it's been a key, the TIFT family has allowed me to express in various dimensions and support their endeavors, their projects and goals by bringing various skills to the table. And throughout my progression in the last 13 years now, mm-hmm. I've been able to really migrate from utilizing, I've always had a love for new technology, but I recognized more and more that it was more about new technology really serving humanity, making sure that it wasn't the other way around. So that's where, you know, I started working for Bill after she passed away, and that allowed me to migrate through this other more administrative, like pulling from the arts and the art world, but then really making sure that the new technology was allowing me to make sure these things were accessible to various groups and populations. And then really ultimately looking at the ways that art serves humanity. So I love to just learning about your organization and the podcast. It feels very in keeping with that sort of multi-potentialite, how to synthesize all these different schools of thought, disciplines, fields to in service to the ultimate goal of uplifting humanity.
It's so important. I know you're from both of our educational experiences, how compartmentalized subjects can become, and how non-holistic education has become over the past 50 years. And we on this end, on Shapeshifters, we always felt that the more holistic approach, where you have interdisciplinary, intercurricular interactions, become relatively important. Like at one point, in one of my classes, I had broached Bill and having Jan come to class and talk a bit about art and her experiences living with a scientist. And that it gives a real breath. And it'll, and this would only take 20 minutes, you know, of exposition and discussion, but it becomes so important. But also, you did remarkable work. I remember you built the website to present Jan's work to the world, and you built that quite some time ago. This is before all the ease of building websites had to come along. I'm not sure if you used HTML, but I think you did. I'm not really sure. But...
And luckily Dreamweaver had come out, so I was able to keep it very design-based, and then we migrated to a WordPress as that became available. But one of the things just on that point that I found just so exciting was the way we embellished the website with little pieces of her art. We'd pull from one piece of art, like a little critter, one of her roadrunners.
Yes, that's beautiful. Yeah.
So the design element of really pulling from visual and tangible analog arts to these digital spaces felt like such a, at the time, very novel. And it still is, I think, underutilized.
Well, I should tell our audience that the background that I'm looking at behind Tana is a photograph that she took, which I wish you could see. It's rather remarkable. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? It's a photograph of a succulent, a desert plant, desert succulent. Mm-hmm. And normally these are just green and kind of dull, you know, when you look at them. I think they're amazing because they're so alien looking. Mm-hmm. But you did something that to this that you did with a lot of your digital work. So explain a little bit about that background. I'm really fascinated by it.
Well, and you know, in this case too, it really was mostly in camera, but so it wasn't a digital rendering. It was more rather that the garden at DeGrazia's Gallery in the Sun here in Tucson has all these prisms in the trees. And so this hen and chicks plant that was in one of the hanging, you know, cradles for the plants had this prism of light shining a rainbow all over it. So the succulents just picked up this beautiful rainbow. It had just been watered. So there's these drops of water kind of suspending from the bottom of the little pads. And I love this piece.
Maybe if we describe it, think of your hand making into a cup with your fingers and making the sides of the cup. And it looks as there's a light coming from beneath your palm, illuminating each of the fingers with different colors. That's what you see. And it's rather remarkable that you picked up that light did that in that succulent, which is amazing. You might want to, DeGrazia is rather famous, a local artist who's internationally known for his work. I don't think were they watercolors or are they sketches? I can't.
Mostly he was known for his oil paintings, but he was a musician, he was a writer, he was a photographer, he was truly multifaceted. So, and as far as, well, I'm on that topic, if anyone wants to see this succulent image, you can actually check it out at tonicwellspring.com. I have my own private practice in healing arts and integrative wellness services. That's where
we're going to get you back on a separate podcast on that, if you don't mind.
Oh, great. Yeah. I just wanted to throw it in there and know that you can check out this image if it's, you know, spiked your interest.
let's get that address one more time. And I will also put it on the notes for our podcast.
Great. Yes. Tonic Wellspring tonicwellspring.com. And that's Tonic, TONIC. Wellspring, WELLSPRING.com. And that's, you can also reach me at Tana@tonicwellspring.com. 520-338-8832 is my Google Voice number. So you can call or text me if you're interested to connect about the healing arts, as well as these, you know, various different chapters and related to the TIFT heritage.
Well, this is the first I've heard of that, and that was a well-kept secret. So You are going to be coming back. Is that
yeah,
right?
Because, I would love to talk about that at night.
Wonderful. Yes. We'll schedule that on as soon as possible. And I should mention my cohort colleague, Stuart Barr, who I don't know if you met. Stu and Bill and I would meet occasionally. Mm-hmm. Stu is on the philosophy side of things. So when we had Stu involved, you could just fathom what Bill's reaction would be to philosophy. So we always had these great discussions and mostly arguments. But Stu is not here, unfortunately. He is out of town this week. So we'll probably get him on the next one. And if you I don't know if that's a curse or a blessing. I don't know yet. We'll find out. Okay, Tana?
Oh, it'll be great. And one thing just I would love to interject here that the intersection of the arts and sciences, especially when it came to Janet and Bill, I just loved how Janet would pull from Bill's theories and she would create art that represented it. She even did Planck. What is the beginning? The Planck negative 43. I don't know. The Big Bang.
The Planck constant. Yes, it's.
Yes. She did a piece of art that was to represent the Big Bang, and she did things that was QTC, like Bill's quantum temporal cosmology inspired art, and that reminds me too,
which is very controversial, by the way. And Bill, where that came into play, he really had a lot of opponents and proponents of the theory, and I hope today people look into it a little more carefully, because I think there's something there. And that's what our research is mostly on, in any case.
It's important to bring that up. Yeah, thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, Tana. It's so great to see you today. And again, we've been speaking with Tana von Esser, who is the arts representative for the TIFT Heritage Fund. And thank you for listening today. And thank you so much for joining us today, Tana. And you will be back even to talk more about this, because I know our time limitations are in place, but I'm interested in the wellspring. That seems very interesting. And that might help me get along with Stu Barr a little better. I'm not sure about that.
I would love to come back. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks again, Tana. I'll talk to you soon. Goodbye, everybody. Bye-bye.